All right, guys, welcome to the pity party. It is it's Brian here. I am joined with two members of the Spanish punk band Sully Riot. I'm here with Liam and David. How are you guys doing today?
Good morning, man. Pretty good.
Can't complain. Yeah.
That's awesome. You guys are having a new album that is out. It's called Too Drunk to Handle This. You can pick it up in a bunch of places. Hopefully legally acquire it so that you guys are supporting these guys. How long have you guys been together as a band?
Not that much, honestly. It's been like
one year.
Like since we started making the record, it was like around June last year.
Okay.
From last year, yeah.
More or less, it hasn't been long, honestly.
Okay, and it was like a pretty smooth process, and like getting everyone together, and like kind of getting like a solidified vision as to what you guys wanted to make.
No, definitely not. Because you know, David and me, honestly, have like the same taste in music, but you can tell that the other two members of the band, Unai and Aritz, have been playing together for a lot of years and have like a different taste in music. So, I think it ended up working because you can tell that there's different influences
like a mixture
and sounds in the record, but at the beginning it was a mess, honestly.
Yeah.
To go for two different sounds at the same time, but we ended up, you know, mixing them, and I think it turned out pretty good.
Well, yeah, I mean, I've listened to the record a whole bunch of times. I listened to it on the way over here. It's outstanding. It's got some really, really awesome tracks. Nemesis is an absolute banger. I love
thank
that
you.
Track
thank you.
So
thank
much.
Thank you, man.
Well, now that you say it, that's our next single. I'm dropping it out. It's our next single because we weren't planning on it being the next single, but everyone that's heard Nemesis has said it's their favorite track, so we ended up sticking with that as our next single.
Sometimes that happens, right? Like, you know, a band puts out an album. So I'm glad though that other people like it as much as I do, because it's such a phenomenal track.
Thank you, man.
In terms of the recording process, like how did that come together, and how long did it take you guys to come out with this album, all the songs and the ideas and everything? Like how easy and how long was the process?
Well, easy, it was not easy at all. It took all the process was like 1 year.
Okay.
One full year. So we spent like half a year preparing everything, like composing all the songs and so on. And then another half a year to record it, produce it, like, you know, finish it up.
Right on.
We actually recorded the whole thing. Yeah. David has, 2 years ago or so, he recorded an album by himself. And he has like this homemade studio, kind of. And so we recorded it in the whole album has been recorded in his bedroom.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I think it's bringing it.
Yeah, there's a lot more bands doing that nowadays. Like, why would you pay for a recording studio and you know, multiple millions of dollars to get it done when you could just do it at home if you have the right equipment and right knowledge, right?
Exactly.
That's awesome.
I completely agree.
And you guys don't have to give a cut to like a cut or something like that to like a publicist or whatever.
No,
right?
No, nothing at all. It's been completely produced and mixed by us.
That's wonderful. So. You guys all having like different tastes in music and mentioning that it was not an easy process to get together. How exactly did you guys find each other and start making music?
That's, you have to answer that.
Well, I met Aritz, one of the guitar players of the band, like 4 years ago, more or less, and I started jamming with him. And so it was kind of, you know, we knew each other very well, but you know, it was one day that we came up with the idea of, you know, why don't we
start a band?
And
that's pretty much it.
That was pretty much it.
Then I came along. They needed a bass player, so I was like, yeah, I'm. I think
I know the guy. I know the guy.
Yeah,
that's cool. Well, at least that part sounded like it wasn't that difficult.
No, that was the easy part when it came to composing music. Yeah. Then it got tricky, honestly.
In fact, let's say this. We were drunk, and it was kind of, why don't we make a record? And that was pretty much all. And then the following day, we started.
Sometimes the best things, the best ideas come out of alcohol, right? So
well,
you tell us.
What's your drink of choice then?
Oh, well, there's this thing in Spain called calimocha. I don't know if you know
Yeah. I
it.
have no idea. Please
You
explain.
have to mix like wine
yeah, half and a half.
and coke.
Wine and coke. Yeah, and that's all.
Huh.
It
What?
sounds so gross. I know it, but it's actually really good.
I mean, we have a whole pile of disgusting drinks over here too, right? Like people over here drink Paralyzers, which is like vodka and Coca-Cola and like milk. So, you know,
Milk?
yeah, no, I'm
What?
serious. Yeah, there are several milk and cream-based cocktails over here. So, wine and coke.
That sounds even worse than Calimocho.
Well, you have to drink it really quickly, otherwise the milk curdles, right? So, yeah.
You guys
So,
are gross.
so like what kind of wine? Like, you need a specific kind of wine for Calimocha, or
No,
Red
just a
wine.
regular one.
just red wine? Cool.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to try that. That's
How did
actually
we
not
end up
bad.
talking about alcohol?
I like to do that though, right? Like, because instead of people like your music and they want to know about your music, but they also kind of want to know about the people that make it, right? So like, why not?
Yeah, well, guys, we are alcoholics. That's pretty
Yeah.
much it.
I mean, most bands are. You're not the only
Yeah,
ones.
fair enough, fair enough.
Cool. So like, tell me about the punk rock scene over there. Like, what is there like a large number of groups? Is it easy to make shows? Like.
I mean, it depends. I think that in Spain, lately they're having a lot of, band contests and stuff like that we have tried to win and stuff like that, which haven't gone really well. But apart from that, like trying to give shows, I think it's easy if you try to do it with other bands because,
Yeah.
you need tons of equipment. You need to.
A lot of money
Yeah,
you don't
sometimes
have,
you need
so.
to rent a place to play in. So I think that as long as you try to, do it with some other bands that, fit your genre or something like that, it can work out. But if
Yeah.
you try to do it by yourself, it's going to be a mess and probably sound like shit, honestly. So
Fair, yeah.
I think it's tricky, but if you do it with some other bands, you can work it out.
Do you guys have a set of bands that you like to play shows with? You know, kind of like a camaraderie type thing?
Honestly, not that much
No,
because
not yet.
no, not yet. Because we've only given like 3 shows so
Yeah.
far,
Okay.
and we've been lucky enough that. Well, I mean, I might sound like a hypocrite right now, but the shows that we've given so far have been only us. So, but we have like a show coming up with 2 other bands.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, if it works out, we might play more with them. But if it doesn't, we'll see.
Okay, well, I really hope that works out for you guys.
Same.
Have you like what other bands are you gonna be playing with?
One of them is called Run for All.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all alcoholic,
Yeah.
Okay.
And the other one is what's their name? A Stand for Nothing?
Yeah.
A Stand for Nothing. That's it.
Both in English.
Yep.
So.
Cool. Right on. So I guess that brings up an interesting point I wanted to ask. Like the songs on your record, they're all the lyrics, they're all sung in English. What made you guys choose to do that instead of, being in Spanish?
I don't know. I think it's easier for me to write lyrics in English. I don't know why, but it's
I
not.
mean, it can backfire because obviously you're in Spanish band, but you're,
Yeah.
writing in English. So it can, I think it can backfire at least if you want to succeed in Spain, but. If your, I guess, long-term goal is to be an international band, I mean, I think it's the obvious choice,
Yeah.
and we've always we only listen to English music, obviously.
Yeah.
So, I think it was the obvious choice.
Huh. Do you guys like is there ever like d does English music help you guys with like English like speaking and English literacy kind of thing, or is that just kind of like you just
Absolutely.
yeah?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah,
Absolutely.
I mean, David, for instance, listens to a lot of Oasis, for instance, and I think that you can tell in the lyrics or Green Day and stuff like that. I think you can tell that it's there's an
Like,
obvious influence.
yeah.
but 90% of the song, of the songs I, of the music I listen to is pretty much in English.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Huh. Yeah.
so
I never would have guessed that. That's wildly interesting. I did pick up on the Green Day influence. It's very prominent.
Yeah.
It's
pretty obvious.
You guys do a really good job with it though. You take something and you spin it and make it your own. There's a lot more. You guys do a lot more guitar solos than Green Day ever did. So
yeah,
but that's true.
You guys seem to be better guitar players than Billy Joel is. He's a fantastic rhythm guitarist. But his
solo, yeah. Yeah,
so
I agree. Yeah.
I really enjoy the fact that you guys add the solos in. It adds something else. It's a really unique influence. Like, kind of reminds me sort of early Adolescence stuff. If you've ever listened to them, so cool. So that's wicked. Are you guys planning on coming out with like? Do you have more songs planned? Like, is there another record that you guys have planned coming up in the future? Or are you just kind of enjoying putting this one out and touring with it or whatever?
We're definitely enjoying this one because it took us so much work and pain and discussions that. Right now, the one thing that we can think about is trying to get to start on a record.
Yeah.
It would be exhausting, but
no, enjoy this time.
Yeah,
we're playing
enjoying
gigs.
Playing the gigs and
so on.
So far, so good.
That's wicked, man. I'm really glad to hear that from you guys. What kind of you guys are David's a guitarist, Liam, you're the bassist. What kind of equipment do you guys use?
I use a Fender Precision Bass.
Okay.
I have no idea of the details, but David uses
And I use an Epiphone Les Paul.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice guitar. Good choice. Those are really. I love Epiphone.
Black and white, man.
I love it.
They are gorgeous.
They're really nice sounding guitars too on a budget. So that's great. Yeah. Do you guys have anything specific about like the album? You know, different songs or things that were like a favorite part of it, like they were fun to do and they're fun to listen to, like back to you guys.
I think that, you know, as I said, when we were writing the record, it was at points it was a pain in the ass. But
yeah.
I think that at least my favorite part is once we start playing, like we really understand each other. It's like being a family. Yeah, it feels like we are a band, and we enjoy a lot playing these songs because I think they are fun songs to play live. So I think that honestly, the best part of having made this whole record is it's playing as a band these songs. It's an amazing feeling.
Right on. Do you guys hang out like outside of doing like recording stuff like all the time or?
Oh yeah, man. As I said, we are too drunk to handle this, so we're partying all the time. Well, at least well, right now in summer, obviously, but on weekends and stuff like that, we go out, have drinks.
Just a couple.
That's awesome.
Just in case our mothers are listening, just a couple. Couple calimochas, and that's pretty much it.
We don't drink, Mom.
I don't think moms get upset with people drinking or their sons drinking. Just if they drink.
I'm not sure.
Oh yeah. Okay. All right. So alcoholics in secret then. That's wicked. So like, what kind of hobbies other than drinking do you guys do together? Do you hit up like clubs? Do you play different sports? Are there certain television shows you guys watch together?
Definitely not a sports fan. And well, David obviously enjoys having sex with his girlfriend. But apart from that, I think that's the only sport he does. And
it is.
I don't know. I like playing video games, for instance. I play a lot of League of Legends. And
interesting. Yeah, I do, man. Well, who do you? I play League of Legends. Who do you main?
Well, it depends. But I would say Thresh or some shit like that.
Teemo.
No, not Teemo. That's the only character he knows.
I'm actually a Teemo man. I'm not kidding. I play a lot
Shut up, man.
I'm serious. No, I'm dead serious. Everybody else plays him wrong is the problem, right? Like everyone else tends to Emax and get like the Nashor's tooth first, which is wrong. It's wrong. You take
it's
Ignite.
Like the most disgusting champion in the game. Man.
He's so much fun. I like playing him.
It's funny if you're playing it, but it's like, well, I don't know, man. I've lost all the respect you have.
Oh, that's not fair. I also like to play a lot of Pantheon, if that helps.
Okay, Pantheon was my first main too, so you've earned your respect back.
Cool. All right, that's good, man. What other kind of video games do you play? A lot of League of Legends. A lot of what else?
Not that much, honestly. I think that it's consumed
Minecraft
all my life. Minecraft. No, not
anymore. Holy Minecraft.
Minecraft's fun. That's
not
right.
No, like years ago, but not anymore. I don't honestly play any games apart from League of Legends.
Oh, wow.
And I don't think David plays any other video game.
I don't.
He doesn't.
Okay. All right, cool. Well, at least League's a good choice. So that's good.
Definitely a great choice, man.
How long have you guys been playing?
League?
Yeah.
It's going to be 6 years, I think, since season two.
Wow.
No, then it's going to be 5 years. I have no idea.
That's fantastic.
I started playing when Darius came out.
Okay, yeah. So, yeah, I guess that would have been late season or mid to late season two.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Cool.
It's been a long time.
What season are we even on now? I kind of stopped following the pro
season. Season seven,
okay. So, yep. Yeah, about five years.
Yep.
That's something, it. Man.
I mean, longer than any relationship I had, so.
Yeah. So that's cool. I'm glad that you guys were on here to talk today. Do you any last fine points that you guys want to discuss with the people before we get to the very last, the most difficult question of them all?
Oh, boy. I want to thank you personally for
having us here
and you know, giving a shit, because not many, it's hard being an underground band and getting your music to radios and stuff like that, so we obviously have to thank you for that. And if any of the listeners want to listen to our alcoholic music, they can do it in Spotify, YouTube,
yeah.
iTunes, Google Play,
iTunes,
obviously.
Google Play.
And
yeah.
I think that's it.
That's it.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Oh, that actually brings me to, why don't you guys use Bandcamp at all?
Oh no, when I heard that you have players, I listened to the segment of the show,
yeah.
And you were like saying, I don't think they have a Bandcamp. And I was like, holy shit, it's true. I forgot about that. So we actually have a Bandcamp now.
Oh,
and that's thanks to you.
Wonderful.
Because you reminded me of it. Because I honestly hadn't even thought about making a Bandcamp.
That's where I pick up like 90% of the music that I get. And I just kind of stumbled across you guys in a presser email. And I listened. I'm like, what the hell? These guys are so good.
We actually have a Bandcamp now. So
perfect. Cool. So, yeah.
Check out that was there.
Check it out at Bandcamp as well. Give these guys some money. Give these guys some money. They deserve it.
Please, we need it to buy Calimocho.
lots of Calimocho.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool. So the last question, I always ask this of everybody I always interview on this show. First of all, do you guys know what a hot dog is?
Yeah, obviously. Yeah.
Perfect. Is a hot dog a sandwich?
Oh my god.
Dude.
A hot dog is a hot dog.
Yeah, it's like, it competes on its own league. It's not, no, I wouldn't say it's a sandwich.
Okay.
Well, I mean.
Maybe yes.
I mean.
Maybe it is.
No, there's no, I wouldn't consider a hot dog a sandwich. Do you?
Do I? No, I don't, but I just like to ask people just to see. My reasoning for it is that a hot dog, like a sandwich, has to have the intention of closing on all sides. And a hot dog doesn't. It always desires to leave the top open. But that's not, like, everybody has a different opinion, right? Like, you guys are the sixth... You guys are the sixth band that I've interviewed, and four of them, including yourselves, have said no, but two of them have said yes.
Seriously?
Yeah.
I mean, it feels weird. Like, there's no way I would consider the sandwich.
I mean, both of them, their opinion on it was said that like it's meat between bread, which is like the standard qualification for a sandwich, right?
Yeah.
So, but I don't. I think a sandwich needs the intention of closing on all sides.
I agree, man. You're asking deep questions here, man.
It's always something that kind of gets...
Asking the important questions.
It's the most important one. Everybody gets asked it, so... Cool. I want to thank you guys. This has been Liam and David of Sully Riot. Please go check out their music. Give them some money. And thanks so much for joining me today, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, have a good one.
Same, man.
Bye-bye.